Hour number two, chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane behind the glass, and the transfer portal is officially open. You know, I looked at it. I've decided not to enter the transfer portal. I enjoy hanging out with you way too much. There's so much to understand with the transfer portal, and to help us with that, we bring in the head coach at Eastern Kentucky University, Walt Wells, Joe's best friend on the line with us. Coach, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
All right, so awesome. I texted you yesterday, man. I think I understand what's going on here, but I don't. How does all this work? And let's do this by when a player comes to you, what's the protocol if he want to enter the portal?
He goes over to our compliance. He doesn't have to come to me. He can just go straight over to our compliance office and tell them that he would like to go into the portal. Enter his name into the transfer portal. It's technically a 48-hour process, which it's not, but you know sometimes it is. And then his name is generated through the NCAA, and then of course he goes out and makes a statement on Twitter. And there you go, and the process begins. You know, we here at EKU, we provide them. The opportunity to come sit with our GAs and make a film if they have film, if they have practice film, you know, as long as we scrub all the terminology off of it and they can take it and do whatever they want to do with it. And, you know, that's where it is. Every kid has to enter the portal, even if they're just transferring to go to school and they're quitting football.
Oh, okay.
Well, they don't have to, but if they ever decided they wanted to play again, they'd have to go back and do that and go through the process and all that because it determines, you know, the portal is supposed to determine eligibility and make it an easier process for the coaches that are going through it. I'm not saying that happens because 9 times out of 10, most assistant coaches know how to determine eligibility and can read a transcript better than and faster than the NCAA can.
So when a kid enters the portal, do they immediately lose their scholarship?
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends. It's like I tell my guys, you better know your value. That's what we've turned this into is what is your value? Not as a human being, as a football player. What is your value? And so some guys that come to me and say they want to go into the portal, then, yeah, they lose their scholarship. Now, if they did it in the middle of the semester, that's why they changed the rules. You can't go in until a certain time. I mean, you can't take a kid. All right, so when I play, Joe, when you play, they could break your plate, right? You got in trouble.
Right.
They could go to the cafeteria and say, don't feed him. They could, you could do whatever you wanted to do. You can't. That's been gone a long time, okay? So when a guy starts the semester, his scholarship is good for that semester. If he quits the team at any time, then you take him off the squad list, which then cancels his scholarship the next time something has to be paid.
My goodness. We're talking to Eastern Kentucky head football coach Walt Wells trying to understand the portal today on 102.5 The Game.
Yeah, and Coach, I'm curious too. So the other side, You are looking at the portal because I think every coach now has to go through that process. How does that work from your end? I mean, is there like a secret website or is there like, do you get a catalog? Like how does this work for you to be able to evaluate players that you might want to bring in?
I think I saw yesterday 4,000 guys went into the portal, right? 4,000.
Something like that.
So, I mean, you know, we try to follow them. We can't follow 4,000 people. I mean, we really can't. I don't think anybody can. And, you know, I think you have to decide who and when. We're probably at the toughest spot because we do have to look at FBS, FCS, and Division II guys. And our best defensive player last year, or one of our best, was an NAIA transfer who's probably going to make All-American, who's on the Buck Award finalist. Buck Buchanan Award finalist and had 1 year left. And, you know, he has played so well that, you know, we've got a tackle that's going to get drafted and potentially a quarterback. and he's done so well for himself, and all the scouts came in and saw those two guys and then saw his production, that he's now got scouts coming to us. So it is a process of, did you, you know, like, I had a guy just hit me up on Twitter just literally before I did this at a Division I school and said, hey, coach, you know, I've gone into the portal. This is so-and-so. I've gone into the portal. Are you interested?
Wow. I mean, that's just where it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, he hit me up on DM. I don't have his phone number. We recruited him hard. I mean, I have his phone number, but, you know, whatever. He recruited me. We recruited him hard. He went to the Division I school. Didn't work out for him, or he's not happy, or whatever. And he's hit me up, and, you know, so we've got to go and either try to get game film if he has it. If he doesn't, probably practice film. And then we've got to start that process.
Let me ask you this. You have – when's signing day? In a few weeks?
Signing day is – yeah, we're trying to sign our high school kids right, exactly, the 20th. The December – hang on, my calendar's still in November. December the 20th is the signing date. And for the first signing date – now, we got another one in February. I've got 8 or 9 commitments right there, and I'm trying to – you know, I just got up at 4 in the morning yesterday, drove to Charlotte, North Carolina, saw a committed kid over there, picked up our coach that's recruiting him from the airport because he was in Kansas looking at JC kids that can sign on the 20th.
Good Lord.
And we went and did a home visit and ate lunch and all this and toured the school and all that good stuff, and then drove all the way back last night, stopped in Eastern Kentucky to do a home visit, and then got home, you know, about midnight last night, up this morning at an 8 o'clock staff meeting, and looking at all the different portal and JC guys with our coaches of the positions that we need. And I am on a plane at 2 o'clock to fly to Florida for the commits we have down there.
Oh my goodness.
This is fascinating. All right. So the thing that I guess I get confused on is, you know, it was my understanding that every kid kind of gets one, that, like, you know, you can transfer once, but I know there are different, like, rules with graduates, and that could be another one. What is the rule that on transferring where you don't have to sit out a year?
You get one transfer, okay, until you graduate, and then you get another one, and then after that you get another one if you've been there a year. And so where it's really screwed up is the COVID year.
Right.
I mean, everybody got an extra year. So, you know, a lot of guys want to just run out and go somewhere else just to try something else new. They've got their degree, you know, they were here 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, coach, I just, you know, somebody wants to pay me to come to school, I'll get my master's maybe, and I'll go over there and see what it's like playing, you know, near the beach.
Mm. So let me ask, so when you're recruiting high school guys and there's a portal guy out there because you only got X number of guys and scholarships, how does that affect you going after a high school guy? Because I just think, again, it's just you got to navigate this chaos.
Well, the one thing that I try to do is replace seniors. All right, seniors that are graduating with freshmen that are graduating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like you did for years, right?
Right.
Like everybody in the country's done. It was, you know, it was done, and all that stuff is good, right? Well, then if I lose a sophomore to the portal that was a say he was a starting center, just for, you know, giggles, then I'm going to go try to find a sophomore or junior starting center from another school that we think is good enough to play here.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't replace – I mean, freshmen are freshmen for a reason. They're young, 18, 19-year-old young men, sometimes 17. Bodies aren't fully developed. Brains aren't fully developed as far as maturity and things like that. And
I don't think mine is at this point.
Mine either. You go away from school for the first time. You know, you leave Susie back home. Susie dates, you know, Roger, who is your best friend. And, you know, and you got to go through all that stuff with these young men. So they may not be ready to go out and win for you. And that's okay. But, again, and I'm not talking about me in particular. I'm talking about everybody. But, you know, you got to remember that player is feeding your family.
Coach, sorry, Coach.
That's what everybody forgets about. So now with this transfer portal, you know, because a young man's been in college, that he's gotten up and done the morning workouts. He's gotten up and done the winter conditioning. He's been through the travel, and he's been through all that stuff. He's been through, you know, Division I or Division II practices. He's got academic help, and he understands all the rules and regulations. And so now the only thing you're hoping is that, A, he'll enjoy his time with you, and B, he's a good enough player.
Coach Walt Wells is with us from Eastern Kentucky. So this is the wild, wild west. That's basically what it has become. Do you ever –
1960 and 70.
What's that?
It's 1960 and 70 all over again.
Do you ever see it changing, there being more regulations, or is the proverbial genie too far out of the bottle?
That's a great question, and it's probably way above my pay grade. But, you know, my thoughts on it is they're going to have to try to regulate it. The problem is, you know, when the Supreme Court basically said NIL was good, they're saying everything is good for these kids.
Right.
And that's fine. I'm not here. I mean, I know there are young people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars on TikTok and Instagram and all that kind of social media platforms. And so they are, you know, making money off their name and image and likenesses. I'm not just talking about athletes. I'm just talking about, you know, normal kids. So I don't know how they're ever going to say no. Now, the NCAA just came out basically with the breaking away letter of the highly resourced institutions. Today, that just hit about an hour ago. So things are going to change here in the next one to three years significantly.
Well, good. It should do that.
So it may change for our level, but the problem you're going to have, Joe, is it ain't going to change for that upper level. And so they're not going to care what they say, and if they want to come get our players, they're going to come get them. We just won't be able to go get theirs.
Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this before we let you go, and thanks for your time. We're talking to Eastern Kentucky head football coach Walt Wells. I saw some guys that declared for the portal last Friday that on Saturday they said, I am happy to announce I'm at this school, blah, blah, blah. How are they able to do that in 24 hours?
Okay. The portal and NIL has just legalized cheating, Joe, is all it's done. And that's not a popular statement for me to say, but it's fact.
Right.
And nowadays, you know, you call up so-and-so coach at so-and-so high school or so-and-so trainer in so-and-so area, and or they really call you and say, hey, he's going in the portal. Are you interested?
Okay.
And if I said yes, and they said, what do you got? What's the deal? You explain the deal to them. And I'm not saying I did that, so don't come looking at me. But and then if they like the deal, they say they're coming.
Even though they haven't been accepted in the school?
Well, I mean, acceptance is – I mean, unless you're talking Harvard or Yale or Vanderbilt or somewhere like that, I mean, acceptance is acceptance, right? I mean, I've got a degree, so if I can get a degree with my grades, anybody can get a degree, right?
That's true.
That part of it's not the problem. The problem is there is no signing date for this. There is no regulation of this. So what ends up happening is you may have a great deal worked out for the young man, and somebody at the last hour has somebody go in, because it's all based. The only thing that binds transfer portal guys to you as an institution, the only thing that does is either them signing an NLI agreement prior, which you can't do, so okay. That doesn't happen.
All right.
That's it. So what other kind of contract keeps them? Nothing. The scholarship doesn't. The only thing that keeps them from transferring is their butt in a classroom or their login on the virtual classroom. That's the only thing.
Wow.
As soon as they do that. So for us, we're out of school. We're done. We graduated Saturday. My daughter Madison graduated Saturday. She's not an athlete, but she graduated Saturday. We don't go back to school until January the 16th.
Wow. Well, this has cleared up a lot of stuff for us.
So we're recruiting Christmas Eve. Like, I'm glad the transfer portal came out when my kid still believes in Santa Claus, but I don't have to put toys together.
I think I'm more confused now than ever, but at least you understand it, and that's all that matters. Walt, thanks, brother. I know you got to get the plane. Enjoy sunny South Florida.
Yeah.
Take a few days to enjoy that, if you don't mind.
I'll take some time off when we're done with all the players we need.
Sounds good. All right, brother. All right. Take care of yourself, man.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. You see too. Ya.
Coach Walt Wells, Eastern Kentucky, with a it's fascinating. It's all fascinating.
And in none of that, with all the coaches and talking to Walt, because we talk 15 times a day, you never talk X's and O's.
No.
I mean, it's just crazy. No. So why in the hell would Mike Vrabel want to go coach college?
No chance.
Exactly.
No chance.
Thank you.
Let's talk more about that next. 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.